The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. As it turns out, people rather enjoy morality. People enjoy the fact that God has given us rights to enjoy a life that can be filled with wonder, joy, and meaning. And we're seeing the radical left who would take away these things be rejected around the world. Great hope around the planet, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about it with specific examples about how patriots like you in other countries are saying no to the radical, woke, left, liberal agenda. The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. I know you're out there. Thank you for standing with me. And I'm standing with you shoulder to shoulder during this time of nightmare and purposeful chaos inflicted upon us by the radical liberal Communist Socialist Party in order to bring you wonder, joy, and meaning in this life. And there's plenty of that out there. I want to begin today by reminding you that we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism over here. The cloud of chaos that's been purposefully thrust upon us by this liberal coalition of immorality is something that will come to an end. In fact, various parts of the world we'll talk about today have seen this come to an end because people like you in other countries, patriots of these other countries, the versions of we the people in other countries are rising up and putting an end to the nightmare. So there is good news out there. The way that you can learn how to do this, some of the ways we'll teach you how to get involved in the local level, what it means to become involved in local level politics and community to save our republic away from this radical liberal coalition of immorality is necessary because that's exactly how they got here. It's exactly how the radical left took over. They got involved in their local level. I mean, for 126 years, they've been doing this, folks, beginning with the Andrew Carnegie, John Rockefeller, John Dewey, all of their money, creating foundations with their money. And all three of them, by the way, avowed socialists. It's not my opinion. That's a matter of record. Began to infiltrate and donate money to educational institutions who always, of course, need money. But they said, you have to adopt our socialism, our curriculum, our ideas into your school in order for you to get this money. And so the schools did, long story short, and that's how this whole infiltration of the radical left began. Now, it's taken time to get here. It didn't happen overnight, and we have to bless ourselves with the gifts of wisdom, with a capital W, from the Holy Spirit to understand what to do, what we see, and to discern truth. We have to engage within reflection. We reflect on those things that wisdom shows us. And then we take action. We don't react, but we take action. The radical left reacts. And then finally, let's gift ourselves with a gift and the virtue of patience to see our way through it. But most importantly, we remain determined in our approach and our patriotism. And that's what we're going to talk about in Kansas City on November 10th and 11th. During Veterans Day weekend in Kansas City, we're going to have the likes of General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, Karen Kingston, Alex Stone, Dr. Jane Ruby, Attorney Tom Renz, Jane Cook. We're going to have local Sheriff Calvin Hayden, the Kansas GOP Chairman Mike Brown, election integrity experts Robert Beatles and Thad Snyder. We're going to have Trent Luce, famous podcaster from the Midwest, Jane Hampton Cook, who's a historian and a Fox News contributor, Lucky Basseri. Lucky is 15 years old and just a firecracker of passion and conservative thought. You're going to really enjoy him. Alex Stone, my friend, will be there. And Father James Altman, Catholic priest patriot who is not taking any of the tyranny, and one of the few, one of the few Catholic priests who is speaking from his pulpit about the tyranny that we're enduring. So this is what we're going to do at this conference, November 10th and 11th, give specific measures and ways about which we can recognize the signs of tyranny, what we do to countermeasure those things, and how to get involved in our local community. You can get tickets at DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. If you use my name, Doug, as a promo code when you check out, you'll get $10 off the price of the ticket over there. So again, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Get your tickets over there. Join us. We keep these events small. There'll be 400 tickets available. You'll be able to meet the speakers, get pictures with them. If you want their autograph, there'll be a question and answer panel session, a meet and greet, and on Saturday night, as we wind up, some dinner and fun together. So again, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Join us over there. And we're going to talk about the good news that's happening around the planet, because we need good news to counterbalance everything that we're living through right now. There is a revolt going on in this world, on this planet, an uprising going throughout the world, really. I'm not talking about Hamas and Israel going to war. I'm not talking about Ukraine, Russia. This is not necessarily about any of those things, but it involves the policies, the platforms, and the politics that got us into those situations. So this revolt, this uprising, is against radical liberalism. We are seeing people around the planet rise up against this radical liberalism that has swept across the planet. People are saying no to this extreme radical liberal trend that we've seen affect anything and everything from things like children being convinced by teachers and other adults that it's okay to change your gender. If you don't feel like you're happy, don't worry. A little snip snip here, a tuck tuck there, some hormone therapy over there will mutate your genitalia away from what God gave you. And then, lo and behold, you'll find happiness. That's what these monsters are teaching our kids. Mutilating their body parts. We have men participating in women's sports. People are saying no to this. Drag queen story time hour in grade schools, books in school libraries that are basically filled with pornography by any intellectually mature definition of the word. We have crashing economies around the world, purposeful chaos being thrust against the people of the world, border crises, tyranny, you name it. We are in a state of chaos, and it's purposeful, and people are saying no more to this. The latest and one of the biggest examples of what I'm talking about happened in New Zealand not long ago, where people have had it with this woke liberal ruling party, and they have begun to shift, the people have, to the right side. They had a crushing defeat of liberals down under, and it was an incredible win for a group of conservative Christian leaders. New Zealand elected Christopher Luxon as their premier after having endured 6 years of radical liberal regime tyranny. And folks, when you look at this, it's really more than simply just an election loss for the liberals. What this represents is an absolute implosion of their grip that they've had on New Zealand and a rise of national conservative independence, freedom, liberty, and most importantly, traditional Christian values rising up again from the ashes of that tyranny. This is the divine providence of God stirring within the people of New Zealand. Because you, ladies and gentlemen, are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, I know that you'll remember that about 6 months ago, at that time, New Zealand's premier, Jacinda Ardern, she just all of a sudden, and quite out of the blue, really, resigned. Now, Jacinda was an up-and-coming liberal rock star within the ranks of that liberal left, within their hierarchy down there. And in New Zealand, it was shocking. Just out of the blue, she resigned. And just like in the United States, in New Zealand, they wanted to do everything they could, the radical left did, to build up a political machine that would prevent somebody like a Donald Trump to appear on the political stage in New Zealand. And they thought that she was the one that would set that all up, but she wasn't. She's out. And the reason behind the scenes is because the New Zealand version of We the People have risen up and said, no, the John and Jane Doe on the streets down there, who may have well voted for someone like Jacinda, they looked around the country and they said, this is not what we signed up for. And they have now begun to reject it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk more about this. There are other places, other countries around the world where we can see hope and the rising up of traditional Christian moral values. We're going to talk about that today on the program. I'll be right back after this break. God bless you.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say in the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today, or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372, and get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger, feel younger,
I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am fulfilling the meaning of life by entering into your life to make differences for the better. All right. So this wave, this uprising, this revolt against radical liberalism around the planet is continuing to sweep the world. We just talked a little bit about New Zealand. And folks, I can't understate how huge of a deal this is. Because this Jacinda Ardern down in New Zealand, the former premier down there, she was such a, you know, supposedly a rising star within the rank and file and within the hierarchy itself of the New Zealand liberal political machine. But as it turns out, the patriots of New Zealand, much like the patriots of America, have said no. Jacinda Ardern, according to them, was a tyrant. She was very divisive within her country, and the patriots of New Zealand were not having it. Cheers to you down under in New Zealand. God bless you. We get emails from you. I know that you watch the program, and we are grateful to be with you, standing shoulder to shoulder as you rise up against this tyranny down there. So it was her liberal recipe for society. Jacinda had this liberal recipe, like all liberals, that's really the same liberal package of politics, platform, and policy and policies that have so negatively affected the United States and other nations under this liberal rule. You see, folks, the liberal agenda is really the same no matter which country you're in. You see, countries, cities, and towns that are run, led, and managed by this liberal mindset just destroyed. And so in New Zealand, under this liberal Jacinda Ardern's rule, we see the same thing there that we see here. High inflation, high food costs, high fuel costs, medical tyranny issues, losses of freedoms and liberties, high crime, a destabilization of society that can only be created by liberals. They destabilize societies. But above all, this agricultural sector that's in New Zealand is really what they're known for, their agriculture. And she was destroying it. The liberals were. Under Jacinda Ardern's rule. And as a result of all of this purposeful chaos that she and other liberals within New Zealand spewed forth upon the very good people of her country, New Zealand patriots rose up, and they rose up in vast numbers. We're seeing the same thing in the United States. New Zealand patriots rose up in vast numbers, and they have now repealed the liberal government. They've fired the liberal government down there and have installed a conservative leader with a conservative majority in their government. And so that's a case in point, number one, my friends, of hope that we see around the world. You don't see this reported in the mainstream. The mainstream can't report things that align themselves with President Trump. They can't do it. They won't do it. And thereby, you don't hear about these things. So again, we hope on this program, we're convinced that we do, we offer you a chance to see and to hear truth. We offer you a chance to see the right side of the issue. And we don't take there's no ego here. We're simply trying to enlighten people, to try to, as I said at the beginning of this block, we fulfill the meaning of life by entering into your life to make differences for the better. And those differences for the better are that we dispense truth to you. So I hope that you get a chance to go over to my website, dougbillings.us. Go over there often. Check out. You can always see the latest edition of the show. We always post our shows there first. So before Rumble, before YouTube, before any place else, you'll see the latest programs, both the audio version, if you're from Raytown, Missouri, that means just the words, and the video version of the shows at dougbillings.us. And there's also the way, a way over there that you can support us to continue the show. At the top of the website, you'll see a support button. You click on that, and you can prayerfully consider offering financial support to the program so that we can continue to bring you the truth and continue to wake up people, because we believe that God has tapped us on the shoulder and said, we need you. I need you to be involved in waking people up in a time such as this. So, but let's continue, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, let's continue to look around the globe and to find more hope. And another region of the world that I want to make you aware of that's experiencing the same kind of thing, some news coming out of, also down under, Australia. Australia and New Zealand were pummeled by tyranny during the lockdowns and so forth that we experienced over the last few years. And Australian patriots have also risen up to stand against the tyranny of a radical left woke, anti-white, mind you, racist agenda. So Australia was enduring the radical left who tried to alter their constitution. And again, just to draw parallels, the radical left in America would love to alter our constitution. They already view it as a document that should evolve with the times and that we should let it evolve. No. It's a static document that contains truth. Truth does not alter or evolve. Truth is always truth. It doesn't change. And so the truths that are written within our Constitution and the rights that come to us from God that are codified within the Constitution of the United States, that's what we believe, cannot and should not be altered and changed. But the radical left would try to do it, and they tried to do that in Australia. They had an item down there called the Indigenous People's Referendum, and it was seen by many people in Australia to be incredibly prejudiced against who, of course, white people, of course, the majority. And the nuances of that referendum have to be examined very carefully, ladies and gentlemen, because the same thing could happen in the United States. What they wanted to do in Australia, the liberals, was to give indigenous people basically their own government, their own constitution, or things very similar to that. In essence, you would have a divided nation of indigenous people and everybody else. And of course, in the liberal mindset, they would include liberal politics in this new government, liberal platforms, liberal policies, woke agendas. This referendum would then squelch white people's ability not only to engage in the government, but to it would limit their ability to enjoy basic human rights in Australia. That's what this referendum, in the eyes of many, the majority, as it turns out, people in Australia, that's what they thought this thing would do. And they were right. You see, the danger of that would be continue would be this premier liberal agenda across the planet. This is what they want to do. They want to dilute societies of the majority. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to reduce the influence of the majority in every country, every city, where they run, lead, and manage things. And they want to gain control of power that way. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up against another break, I want you to go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us. There's a product over there that will reverse aging. Your stem cells in your body, the ones that you have within you, can be rejuvenated. I'm wearing this little patch, the X39 patch, they call it, on the back of my neck at the current moment. This, I want you to watch a few words about this. I'm going to tell you about it right here. Then come back after you enjoy the wonderful world of capitalism. I'll be right here, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Stay with me. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us.
liveyongerwithdoug.us. Ladies and gentlemen, get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyongerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say on the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. We meet over here, my friends, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. And we're seeing the fruits of our work, our prayer and our patriotism take root, not only in America, but this same thing is happening around the planet. Today, a show of hope, of example of how people are rising up against the liberal tyranny that we see and the purposeful chaos that they inflict on all of us. So, talking about Australia now, we'd already covered New Zealand and Australia, people rising up, the wave of nationalism, Christian values, and a profound no to the liberal agenda is happening down under. So the decisive landslide victory for the no vote against this Indigenous people's referendum that would really be a set of principles and guidelines that are prejudicial against white people, the majority down there, they said no. A landslide victory. All six of the Australian states said no to this thing. And again, for those of you from Raytown, Missouri, Australia is divided into six states. And in order to pass a referendum like this one, you have to get in Australia at least four of the six to pass it. In this case, all six, a landslide, voted no against this prejudicial referendum. And again, be aware that liberals in America are trying to do the same thing that they were trying to do in Australia. There is nothing more going on ultimately than what the liberals want to do. Purposeful chaos, dilution of the national identity. They want to dilute our population. That's why, among other reasons, the borders are open. They want people to come in to dilute our national identity. These people want, according to liberal plans, to become the electoral base of our liberal friends party, and they want to codify Marxism within our constitution. They want to change our very founding documents. We won't let it happen, and that's what we're talking about here, the hope of people rising up, patriots in other countries rising up, and we are doing it in America as well. So let's continue our tour of the world and look for more hope, and let's look now upon Europe. Let's gaze upon Europe because we've already seen down under. In Europe, they have, you know, for a long time, the green initiative, you know, the cow farting principle. We can't have cows because they fart and it ruins our air and it ruins our environment.
okay, this kind of nonsense, climate change and so forth that they talk about. But Europe has said no to green initiatives. The environmental whack job initiatives that so often represent what liberal agendas stand for. In Germany, just as a specific example, they have what's called the AfD party, which stands for Alternative for Deutschland. And it's a conservative right side political movement that has been popular in Eastern Germany for a long time. You see, Eastern Germany, the people over there have a different perspective. I mean, they were enslaved by, you know, the Nazis, by Russia, by Soviet Union. They have a different perspective. And so it's populated with people who have a deeper sense. You know, I don't know if I should say deeper, but a different sense of patriotism and German nationalism than their brothers and sisters over on the western side of Germany. But this AfD party is growing in popularity throughout Germany, and it is saying no to liberal initiatives. Good news again. So because Germany's had problems. So you talk about border issues and problems. In my former life, when I was with corporate America, I would travel to Germany for business quite often, go up to North Germany all the time. I would land in Hamburg and drive an hour north up to a beautiful little town called Lübeck in Germany. And beautiful. I mean, it's just amazingly, you know, things, you know, churches that were built in the 1200s. The people are so nice. The food is delicious. The beer is great. But they've been under this liberal agenda, and their national identity has been eroded to a great degree by their immigration policies of the past. And, you know, you talk about seeing a diverse, you see a lot of Middle Eastern people, a lot of, you know, it's not, I'm just telling you that that's the liberal motive. They want to dilute national identity wherever they gain a foothold. So from Germany, and thank goodness they've said no to the liberal agenda, let's go over to Luxembourg. They have what's called the Social People's Party, which is a right side political group who have just secured another landslide victory, a conservative victory with a coalition government that's based upon the Luxembourg people's desire to stop these radical left green policies, politics, and platforms. No, thank you. It's bad for business. It's bad for economy. So these trends are really taking root over in Europe. They're growing in momentum because of the really, I mean, I'm going to say it. The reason these things are taking hold and the reason that they're growing in popularity, the reason that people can see that, wow, we can do this. We can reverse the trend and say no and fight against this liberal agenda. The reason they can do it is because they've seen it be done right here in America by Donald Trump. He's the reason. His persona, his charisma, his ability to stand up against the establishment, the swamp, the weaponized government. They want to do the same thing. It's real. It's true. And all across the planet, people see Trump and patriots like you rise up, make a stand, fight against the radical left woke agendas that have brought nothing but purposeful chaos into the countries and cities that are run, led, and managed by people who believe in those philosophies. And we say no. And there's a wave of this happening around the planet. So very, very hopeful. And it's news that you should know because you can take heart. You can become motivated. Again, if it's happening there, it can happen here. And it's happening over there because people like you are getting involved in their local levels. We can't sit by and listen to the myths. You know, Trump is still in charge. The military is in control. The National Guard is going to be sent in. We're in a period of devolution. BS, nonsense. Fiction land, Kookville. Stop it. Engage in reality at your local level. And I'll remind you that there's great hope, not only in America, but around the world with regards to a rising conservative Christian national patriotism. And it's cascading down upon countries and patriots like you and America. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as it turns out, people rather enjoy freedom. They rather enjoy liberty and the rights that were given to them by God. People recognize that the radical liberal agenda is one that's really based upon all of the things that are against what common decent morality teaches. And we realize that the radical left party is a coalition of immorality. I mean, look, again, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. We don't teach children that God makes mistakes with his assignment of gender at birth. We don't teach people that it's okay to murder a human being when it's still in the womb of its mother, or to execute it just after birth, or when it's being partially born. Those are platforms of the radical left. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. We are a party of life, of God, of hope. And while no political party is perfect, Republican conservatives in America are not perfect, you cannot identify as a Christian person, a person of goodwill, or a person of morality. You cannot align and believe in what the Democratic Commune Socialist Party teaches. And so I say it again, you can't be a Christian and be a member of the Democratic Party in the United States. It is not possible. People in general, ladies and gentlemen, don't like immorality. They don't want it in their schools. They don't want it in their neighborhoods. They don't want it in their communities. People like traditional Christian values, and they want to be surrounded by those values in the home, at work, on the streets, when they go shopping, at church, in their schools, in their universities, in their media, in their entertainment. They want morality. And they want fairness. They want justice without weaponization. They want the ability to live the life that God gave them, surrounded by the rights that he's provided. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, don't forget DougBillings.us. Head over there. I'm against a break right now. I'll come right back. We're going to talk about more of this and finish up and wrap up. But DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab at the top of that page and please prayerfully support us with financial contributions and prayer. I'll be right back after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say on the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where Christian values and traditional American family values, American values, flow down to you like manna from heaven, ladies and gentlemen. We are all called, ladies and gentlemen, you and me, we are called for a time such as this. We are called to engage in our local communities. We have talked about the Determined Patriotism Conference. We're going to continue to talk about it. It is one of the most important things that you can do. To come and learn how you can get involved. We're going to be in Kansas City on November 10th and 11th. It's Veterans Day weekend. Specific ways by which you can get involved in your local levels. of government, to reclaim your government like they are doing around the world, around the planet, like we've been talking about today, so that you can experience the hope of we the people rising up to fight against the tyranny that has been thrust upon us and the purposeful chaos that surrounds us based on liberal woke agenda items. But Doug, it's going to be, you know, the opening day of deer season. Do you realize that your ability and your right to hunt is under attack? Ladies and gentlemen, prioritize. Get out to this conference, Kansas City. Get tickets at DeterminedPatriotismConference.us, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Okay, so as it turns out, people like morality, people like traditional Christian values. In America, we like our American identity. American nationalism is a good thing. America, not a perfect institute. Nothing run by human beings is perfect, ladies and gentlemen. We have a church that was started by Jesus Christ himself. The apostles built up this church. It's not perfect because it's run by human beings, but it's the church that Jesus gave us. We have a government that God has given us, and the founding fathers have inspired and written down the rights and that have codified our founding documents that come from God. We're not perfect, but we are a people, and the conservative movement are the people who can align with God, who can align with his rights and his ability, his desire to see us have a life and enjoy it. We have the ability to find such wonder, joy, and meaning in this life. My friends, we don't even comprehend it all. We get, and it's perhaps human condition, we get worried about the chaos we see. We feel as if the world, the country that we know is under attack, so much so that it might go away, that we might lose it. And while we can't be lackadaisical in our protection of it and our defense of our country, our republic, we know that we have to be able to say and experience things that are hopeful. We can't always be muddled down in the chaos. We have to rise up and be able to see around and look and see glimmers of hope and be inspired by them, work for them, and continue to save the republic. We have to. We have no other choice, because if we don't, we will see this thing fade away. People don't believe, you know, that children should be reassigned gender. People don't believe that because it's immoral. People don't believe that men should compete in women's sports, that women become under attack when that happens. It's not fair. It's not right. It's not moral. People believe that God is perfect in his decision-making process. Thank you very much. When he assigns gender to us, when conception happens, there is a human life within a mother's womb. We have to be openly compassionate to both the woman and the baby, the woman who may want to abort the baby. We have to be compassionate to that woman. We can't simply judge her and throw her out on the streets. The conservative movement in this country needs to be able to make that message clear. We will not surrender our pro-life beliefs. We believe that a baby within a mother's womb is a human being and has the right to be born and to live. And we will not relent from that. But there are avenues of, you know, a minuscule amount of women are pregnant because of a rape or incest. It's so insignificant. And yet that's a talking point that's thrown out there. It's a grenade that's lobbed over, you know, when we talk about that. The challenge for us is to welcome the woman and welcome the baby, to be holy, H-O-L-Y, holy in our approach to both, and to reveal the presence of God and his desire for this life to continue. That's our biggest asset, is that we align with God's will. We align with God, period. The other side, the radical left Communist Socialist Party, does not. You've heard me say it before, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Look at their policies, look at their platform, look at their politics. It's not Christian-based. Murder of a baby in or out of the womb is not a Christian-based attitude. And we see all of these things going on in the world. We look at President Trump, and you know what we see, and you've never probably thought about it this way, but what surrounds President Trump, the things that we like about him, the reason that we like him, multiple reasons, but this invisible force around him is blessing. That's what we see. That's what we like. Blessing surrounds President Trump. And I'll bet you, you've never thought of it this way. You see, that blessing manifests itself in one way in particular, but in many more, but in one way particularly, his rising popularity. That's how this blessing manifests itself. In the midst of constant attack, the man becomes more popular. That's blessing, folks. The fact that President Trump continues to get more popular than he was in 2016, more popular than he was in 2020, despite the weaponized DOJ that's going after him, despite the Russia collusion hoax, despite the classified documents nonsense at Mar-a-Lago, despite the indictments, all of it, his rising popularity is manifested as a blessing, and it enhances him. It draws us to him, and his enhanced stature, his credibility, his popularity, all of that to the casual observer might seem counterintuitive. How is that possible? But when we're dealing with a spiritual battle and we're dealing with someone who God has called for such a time as this, the typical, logical, usual, intuitive rules don't necessarily apply. And the liberals can't wrap their heads around that. How could they? They don't believe in God. And in case there's any doubt about that, let me remind you about the policies, the platform, and the politics, again, of the radical left liberal party in America. It used to be called the Democrat Party, but that party no longer exists. They've blended communism, they've blended socialism together, and now they are the Communist Socialist Party. And they are not a pro-America political party. They are not a Christian party. Evidence, ladies and gentlemen, of the obvious is sufficient. A Christian doesn't believe in abortion. A Christian doesn't believe in mutilating children's genitalia. A Christian doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. A Christian in the American tradition believes that our country was inspired by God and that our founding documents were written by men. So therefore, you can't be a Christian if you believe in the politics, the platforms, and the politics and the policies of the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. And President Trump, in his former life, was part of that billionaire, playboy, celebrity class. As a businessman, he was always operating within the bounds of what was allowed legally. And a result of all of that, he had a front row look at what liberalism really was. Scandals, all of it, and sometimes caused by conservative policies too, mind you, but we fight against that. We rise up against it. We call it out. American industry, American nationalism, and quite frankly, American morality were things that were drawn, that Trump was drawn to. I mean, Trump knew who Jeffrey Epstein was, and he knew people who hung out with Epstein on his island. President Trump did not. He has seen the evil. He knows what we're up against, whether it be an economic evil, a personal evil, a governmental evil. He has seen it, and he is absolutely nuking it. He's rocking the polls, folks. This is all evidence of blessing, and we shouldn't take it for granted. We cannot allow ourselves to become complacent in any of this. Stay determined in your patriotism, please. And stay determined in your prayer, because hope abounds. It is everywhere. Look for it, hold on to it, grasp it, and let it percolate through you. And you can do this and learn about it and understand how to employ these tactics at your local level if you come to the Determined Patriotism Conference in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th. Get tickets at determinedpatriotismconference.us and use promo code Doug to get $10 off the cost of a ticket. 2 days, November 10th and 11th, Veterans Day weekend. Come and see General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Father James Altman, Attorney Tom Renz, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Alex Stone, Dr. Jane Ruby, and many, many more. determinedpatriotism.us. Get tickets today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how it's done. We have got to rally around one another and participate in these kind of events. And I hope to see you in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings. The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I want to talk to you about my Determined Patriotism Conference. I say on the show, we meet in determined prayer. We meet in determined patriotism. Determined patriotism is the hard work of restoring our republic to the divine providence of God and the true intent of our founding fathers. We'll learn specific ways by which you can get involved in your local level. Learn about how to do that, to reclaim the republic from this coalition of immorality from the radical liberal left. But Doug, I think that I heard somewhere that November 10th and 11th is opening day for deer season. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that your right to hunt, among many other rights, are at risk? Put your priorities in order. Hunting can wait. Save the republic. Come out to Kansas City November 10th and 11th. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us and join myself, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, Karen Kingston, Dr. Jane Ruby, Mike Brown, the Kansas GOP chairman, some sheriffs, local election integrity expert Thad Snyder, and many, many more. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. Specific ways by which we can save our republic. Nothing, not even deer season, ladies and gentlemen, is more important than that. Put your priorities in order. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.